my God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in to Global Radio. Have you ever been to a miracle service? I have. I've witnessed remarkable miracles, awesome miracles of people being healed. Today, I want you to step in to a miracle service in progress with John Luke Traxel as he's ministering at a global awakening. Voice of the Apostles.
I love to be where Jesus is. Among us, he is Emmanuel. Now, the first night I've shared to you about this wonderful testimonies in Wales of someone who was healed from a brain tumor. He was totally kind of in the coma. They brought him, the tumor got totally disappeared. That's exactly beautiful, brother. If you can flow in this healing river, it will help me a lot. This man totally healed. Now, it seems that the Lord gave me something specific for the brain tumor. I was in Paris to a meeting where it was packed with 2,000 people. I mean, for Paris, it's a huge meeting. We are there. And suddenly, when I'm under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I have this gift of the word of knowledge. And sometimes it's in a level where I can see almost everything. And I have like a camera in the front, in behind my head. And I'm just moving in the power. And as I'm moving in power with amazing healings and miracles, straight away I say, someone behind my back has a brain tumor. You came here, you are dying from this brain tumor. At the same time, there is a lady called Martina who has a massive tumor in the brain. The power of the Holy Spirit come over her. The brain instantly, because I saw the healing angel who actually is just here today. The healing angel went to her the moment I released the word of knowledge. I don't know, you will say how it is working. I honestly don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I just know that something is working when both the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Emmanuel among us, is moving, but also the angels and the healing angels. It just went to the lady and I saw him with his hand going to the brain, taking the tumor, scratching the tumors, and the power just flow and just brought this tumor to powder. And then I saw the angel blowing on it and the power disappearing. So that's what we see in the spirit, but now we have to be sure that it's working in the real, because that's healing. It's not just I feel, it has to be real. This lady, hit by the power of God, fell on the floor, went back home. She is totally free. She can think again, no more pressure, no more pain. She goes to the hospital in Paris, and when they do the MRI, they discover that not only the tumor disappear, but the miracle is the size of the tumor still remain. So on the picture, you have a big hole of the size of the tumor, which is impossible. That's what the Lord is doing. I really felt when the first night, I couldn't release that. I hope the person's still here, but there is someone behind the camera over there that you have a trouble with the brain and the Lord want to heal you just right now. Who is this person? That's you. I know because I see the light over you. Now, lift up your hands. I want somebody behind her. The Lord told me the moment I will put my book over your head, the tumor will totally disappear. And then you can have the book. Everybody stretch their hands. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the glorious name of Jesus over every name, over every disease, over sicknesses. And by the way, I bind every demonic spirit. I bind the stronghold over this region. And I declare, based on the word of the Lord, where Jesus is, there is an open heaven where the glory of the Lord will be manifested. Angels ascending and descending. And right now, I command this tumor to disappear. I break the spirit of infirmities over your life. This thing that has been sent by hell, releasing this seed that brought this tumor. I break this assignment from the devil. I break this curse, and I release the blessing of heaven right now. Not by might, not by power, but through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, be healed right now. Jesus' name. Power of God is here. Everybody stand on their feet. He's here. He's here. In Jesus' name. Can you give me my cell phone? I wrote a few things. 8 row, that's what I remember. The power of God is here. The healing angel is here. Someone on the... I will tell you the story when it will happen. It's just incredible. Yesterday, I was with Joshua doing the interview that was supposed to be 20 minutes, and it went like 3 hours. And this man is amazing. I know he's doing another interview. He has the anointing, this one. Joshua has the anointing, and he's gonna be the leader. He's gonna be the one. Come on, everybody pray for Joshua right now. I pray for Joshua, I pray for his wife. In Jesus' name, Randy is not near. That's the trouble, I cannot release that. But I do believe he will take over this ministry. I say that with very careful. I don't know the family. I know nothing. And I don't want to bring trouble in this place. But I have, when I was there, I saw the power of God. And actually an angel being on the interview behind him. It was like a cup releasing a double anointing for this ministry. Joshua, I bless you where you are. I bless your family, your couple, and I pray, Lord God, that you will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Before I go with the word of knowledge, I'm very pleased to have Will Hart. I don't know where he is. I think he's to another place as well. But it was supposed that Mama Heidi should be here on this place. I got her on the phone. She has terrible pain. She has been passing through a very challenging season where she needs a miracle. So can someone raise their hands and just pray for Mama Heidi? I don't know if it's recorded, because if it's recorded, I would love that we send that to her. I want to honor Mama. She is my mom, my spiritual mom. And I want to say, Heidi, we love you so, so much. You are one of my greatest heroes. And you are truly a mom who helped me, helped my family, my kids. You are the one who really helped my son Ken to come out of hell and today being a revivalist. And I want to bless you, bless Roland. But today from Global Awakening, where I know years ago you have been touched by Dr. Randy, we are standing as the body of Christ, saying no to the assignment of the devil. We command this demonic spirit who tried to hurt, who actually did, hurting, making trouble to the vertebra. We break this curse. We break this trouble in Jesus' name. And now, with the body of Christ, we release the beautiful healing power over you, Mama. I command the vertebra C5, C6, C7, all the column to be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you everybody pray in tongues just 1 minute? We release that over you, Heidi. In Jesus' name, we release the power of God. And we say, be healed. be healed from any kind of pain, every trouble. We pray for the miracles, that the metals may disappear, the pain may totally disappear, not by mind, not by power, but through the Holy Spirit. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The power is here. Is He has done great things. If you can just play, there is someone here on the eighth row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Help me, somebody help me. 8 row, because it's so clear. Can someone, an usher, help me to count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is it here, 8? Someone just here came with the trouble with the bladder. And the healing angels is here with a brand new bladder. Where is this person? I'm sorry. What's the bladder? Suddenly I have a doubt with my English. It's the kidney, I'm confused. But in the spirit, it's a kidney issue. Just here, on the eighth row. If it's you, you have a kidney issue. The Lord, the angel is here and He wants to heal you. Just raise your hands. Not by might, not by power, but through the Holy Spirit, lady. Where are you from? Where? New York. That's a sign from the Lord. Because Pastor Joe knows exactly. I met him, I said, before the end of the meeting, the fire will fall on the people coming from New York. Because revival is coming to New York. I saw the fire. The only word for New York, it's fire, 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 fire. Every people from New York, come in the front. The fire will come over you. But lady, please bring me the lady. She will just behind. No, be healed in Jesus' name. Stay there, because someone just behind will be healed as well. In Jesus' name, I command this kidney to be healed right now. Not by might, not by power, but through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, be healed. Somebody just behind her. I need just to read. Yeah, just behind. 9 row. You had, or 9 on 10, because it's behind. So I don't know exactly which row. You had a trouble with your clavicle behind your shoulder. It's you. I know, because I see the light. Raise your hands in Jesus' name. Yeah, you are happy. It's coming. The miracle is coming. I see the angels releasing right now the wonderful healings to your clavicle. Not by might, not by power, but through the Holy Ghost. I release the kingdom of heaven, which is not made of walls, but of a demonstration of power. Right now, it's a creative miracle taking place, giving you a brand new clavicle in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Now, it's not the purpose, because it's not a healing service, but if you are sick, you can get healed. You don't need a word of knowledge. If you are sick, raise your hands. I pray, Lord, that the kingdom of heaven may invade this place now with an explosion of the glory of the Lord through healings and miracles. Not by mind, not by power, but through the Holy Spirit. All those who are suffering from all kind of disease, be healed right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I see someone who has a trouble. And we believe in the Word of God. We have no doubt that when we lay hands on the sick shall recover. So right now, as I do to my brother James, that's more than the healing. Let's take a miracle. And I have a good news. Holy Spirit told me this afternoon He wants to release the gift to do miracles. I was in Avignon in France, beautiful place, with amazing wine. I'm sorry, it came out of my mouth. I'm European, sorry for the American and those who are still a little bit blocked with these things. Amazing liquid from the grapes. But one thing is, hungry and thirsty people there. And I was there, packed house. And the Lord said, I want you to do a miracle. I said, Lord, how can I do that? He said, I will teach you. He said, I am going to create a brand new Arnold nerve. I said, Lord, I don't know what it is, the Arnold nerve. I know Arnold Schwarzenegger, but not Arnold nerve. And then the Lord said, go in the seventh row. There is a lady there who needs a brand new Arnold nerve. I went to the seventh row, and then I say, where is this lady who needs a brand new Arnold nerve? Started to cry. She had an accident in the north of France, and the Arnold nerve was totally destroyed. And she couldn't move anymore, and it's impossible to put it a new one. I say, I have a good news. The Lord just gave me the gift to perform miracle. And I was honest. And it's the same to today. I'm a learner. I'm learning. I'm a student. And I want to stay a student forever. That's why I so much enjoy to be with Bill and Randy. They are so hungry and thirsty, improving, but learning all the time. And then I saw the Lord giving me like a blouse, a white blouse. It's like a trousers, like for a medical doctor. He said, I put that on you right now. And now we're going to do miracles together. He said, take the substance in heaven, because the kingdom of God is not made of words, but it's made of a demonstration of power. He said, take the substance and now create a nerve, not by might, not by power, but by faith through the Holy Ghost. That's the way. It's going to be an explosion of the release of the gift of miracles. That is not just for the preacher or the evangelist. It is for every believer. And then in the spirit, I created out of nothing except out of the kingdom of God. I took the substance. I recreate a brand nerve called the Arnold nerves. And then I took it. I did a surgery in the spirit to this lady. I opened her neck and then I put in the spirit this beautiful brand new nerve. Instantly, she get healed. She went back at home and we have the MRI that show that she received a brand new Arnold nerve. So brother, receive a brand new eyes. In Jesus' name, that's the reason we sing. Man, that's beautiful. Everybody raise their hands.
Arms open wide.
Beautiful. And as you sing, the power of God is coming. Come on, sing it again. He has done great things.
He has done great things.
And he's doing right now in this place, in Jesus' name. Not by might, not by power, but through the Holy Ghost. Healing is happening all over the place. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Come on, one more time. He has done great things. He has done and he is doing today. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He has done great things.
Can someone help me? I need the usher. Please give me space.
Help me.
Come on, one more time. Are those, are all the people from New York?
He has done great things. God has done great things. Thorns on his brow. Grace flowing down. Worthy is he.
Great is his everlasting love.
raise their hands. Lord, thank you for the gift to do miracles. Holy Spirit, you are the provider. So release that to everyone who is hungry and thirsty to move in the supernatural and who are really looking to get this gift and who say, and they are saying, yes, if you give it to me, I'm going to use it today. If you say, if I receive it, I'm going to use it today. I want you to raise your hands. And now you open your hands and by faith, you take it. And as you take it, give him thanks. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. As far as the east. A great miracle is taking place on this place today.
We are forgiven by His blood.
Forgiven by His blood, but also healed. Just keep very slowly. The presence is here. I want just to share a testimony because it's happening actually just over there. I was in Ukraine to Henry, by the way. I think he is also in the interview. Henry is one of my greatest friends. I know him since 33 years. Why I know that? Because actually I get married the next day. The Lord spoke to us to go in honeymoon in a mission trip called Ukraine. That's the most crazy place to go. If you get married, I'm telling you, don't go over there unless the Lord is telling you. But we went over there and God knows all the story of that because we started to become friends. That was the day where he started his church and from there we help each other. But last year, I'm over there in the middle of the war, the bomb falling on the night, waking up. I can't tell you, please pray. I need just that we flow because I want to move to this power. And the thing is, we have this healing meeting over there, healing conference, which is glorious. And I have no clue. I never do that. I mean, I'm using my iPhone a lot, even during the meeting. I'm confessed, sorry, Lord. And I'm on my phone, and suddenly, my phone is ringing through Facebook. I have Instagram. I'm very on it. If you want to follow what we are doing or see the beautiful picture of Switzerland, go on Instagram. You will see it. But Facebook, I don't follow. It's just repost automatically from Instagram. But my phone is ringing from Facebook. And never ever I will reply a phone from somebody that I don't know, and even worse, from someone who tried to reach me through social media. And I don't know how it works because it almost never happened. So the phone ring on Facebook and I'm there. The Lord said, pick up the phone. I'm in a meeting. So I obey the Lord a little bit slower. I take Facebook, I answer. And I have a man who say, oh, I'm so happy you answer. And he cry, I'm desperate. I follow you since years with your healing miracles, healing ministries. And now I'm at the hospital. My wife gave birth to our precious daughter called Celine. She's just few hours alive, but she's about to die because she was born with a deformed heart. And there is no chance. The doctor says she has just few hours to live. The compassion came over me, which I pray it may come over everyone. I release the compassion of the Holy Ghost over this place. Right now, receive it. Because that's what allows us to move and allow the power of God to move. So straight away, I said, put the camera on your baby. So the baby, just few hours alive, but dying with the tube, the doctors around, the mom crying as she just gave birth, losing the baby. And I take authority over this demonic spirit. I can tell you, since I fasted these 40 days, there are more connection between deliverances and healing. It's so close. So I take authority over the spirit of death. I command the spirit of death to leave this precious Celine. And the power of God touch her. I saw her like just the power of God touching Celine. Now I close the phone. I said, I don't know you, but the Lord will save Celine. She will not gonna die. You're gonna see the Lord is doing that. I'm from Ukraine telling you, as you are at the hospital in the city of Prague. Close the phone. Few weeks pass. He writes me, he says, Celine, she's alive. They brought her back home. But that's not the end of the story. It just happened. It's fresh. He said, but she still have the deformed heart. Can I join one of your healing service? I said, for sure. Go to Instagram. You have all my website. You have all the dates where I'm going. You can join anyone. And he texts. He said, I've seen you going to be on your hometown having a healing service. I will come from Prague. I will do the 1,000 kilometers. I will come to the place. And I believe that if you pray, that the Lord can heal my daughter. As she saved hers from life, the Lord can do the miracle, which is impossible for the medical doctor. So we have the healing service in the place where Bill came and Catherine. And the glory of God is there. I'm ministering, packed house. And I arrive at the end of the service, happy, going to go home and just to rest. And I say, okay, I will dismiss. Let's do a prayer. And then the Lord remind me, don't forget this couple who came from Prague. I've not seen them. So I say, are there the people from Prague here? And then they were all on the back because of the kids. They say, we are here. I say, come and bring them quickly. They brought her, the little beautiful Celine. You can go to my social media, you have the picture. So I take the baby. And you know what? The gift to do miracles start to move inside of me. And that's what you're gonna have, or you have it as you took it. So not by mind, not by power, but with the gift to do miracles, I recreate. I mean, some don't understand this language. God recreate through me, empty vessel, but full of Him. And right now, I release the brand new heart. The power of God hit the baby. You could see the face turning normal. And you can see that something happened. Now, of course, the wife was not saved. Husband, we brought them to the Lord, delivered them from curses and witchcraft. And they went back to the Czech Republic. On Tuesday, they went to the hospital. They do the MRI. And it's like a big news for the University Hospital of Prague, because they discover baby Celine received a brand new heart. Now, I see someone just over there. You need a brand new heart.
Watch the red lamp burn at night, still hoping for a holy sight. This quiet chapel feels alive, but I am struggling to survive. There's mercy I'm not ready for, but still I kneel upon this floor. Your spirit lingers in the air, like incense rising in a prayer. Do you hear me, Lord? When the silence starts to burn, can I feel you near? My thoughts begin to turn. I've been waiting, barely breathing.
Thank you for flying with Global Air.